You be seated, please. Let me just say, we're going to get the sound system checked out. This is ridiculous. Every mic is on the blink, it seems, and so you don't have to remember to tell me it needs fixing, okay? I've got it. Amy Jill Levine, a Jewish New Testament scholar, and yes, you've got that right, a Jewish scholar of Christian scriptures, says, "Biblical widows are the most unconventional of conventional figures. So far from being the proverbial little old lady, the once obedient and now helpless helpmeet who could scarcely figure out how to balance her deceased husband's checkbook without the assistance of Betty Jane Wiley and her book entitled New Beginnings, which used to be sent to every new widow in Canada. So far from that, the widows of the Bible are resourceful, resilient, demanding, and even duplicitous. Don't mess with them. Think of Naomi and Ruth, or the widow of Zarephath who went toe-to-toe with Elijah. Think even of Mary, the widow of Joseph, who was amongst the few who had the courage to stand by and be identified with Jesus at the cross. These are tough women, or to use Levine's word, unconventional. Luke, by contrast, has a tendency to tame and domesticate his women, and especially his widows. Take, for example, the widow of today's parable. Luke says, and remember, this is Luke speaking, it's not God, it's not Jesus, it's Luke who says this, that Jesus tells this parable in order to show that we must all pray constantly and never give up. Consequently, many scholars have entitled this parable the parable of the importunate widow. That is to say, she is a beggar. She is a deprived woman, completely at the mercy of those with power and means, a helpless little old lady who is dependent upon others and who finally gets what she wants through persistence. And Luke wants us to see this as an analog to our own prayers of intercession. He wants us to understand that if our prayers have not been answered in the way that we want, it's because we have not prayed long enough or hard enough. It's our fault, which gets God nicely off the hook, I should add. And truly, as Levine points out, when we read this parable, we do generally see the widow as Luke does. She's the protagonist in this story, the sympathetic underdog, like David up against Goliath. She's been done wrong and she needs justice. And the widow is the one that we are rooting for. Here is where Levine steps in and turns the whole parable on its head. What if Luke is wrong? What if this isn't really a parable about persistence in prayer at all? I mean, think about it. Do we really want to suggest that the only way to get God's attention is to turn up the volume and badger until he's so sick of us that he caves in and grants us our wish? Indeed, do we really want to suggest that the judge is an analog for God at all? Because listen again to how Jesus describes him. There was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. Well, great. It's not the kind of God I came to worship this morning. Moreover, this judge knows this about himself. He admits that by responding to the widow at all, he's acting out of character. The judge, in other words, in our usual reading of this parable, is the antagonist in the story. Now I ask you, does it make any sense at all that God would be the antagonist in a narrative about need? So Levine is on to something, and she's not finished yet, because she challenges us now to take another look at the widow, whom we, with Luke, have domesticated into a disadvantaged supplicant crying out night and day for justice. Levine has no sympathy with the judge, but at the end of the day, I rather suspect she likes the widow even less. The widow, she says, isn't the innocent she's cracked up to be. She is vengeful, she is violent, and she is obsessed. Huh? What? How'd you get there, right? This is where it helps to know your Greek, and fortunately for us, Levine does. Where our Greek reads that the widow kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent," the original Greek words read more like, "Avenge me against my opponent." You see the difference? This woman isn't interested in reconciliation or even recompense. She wants revenge. And she's not going to stop until she gets it. She's obsessed with her need to get back at, to get back at whom? You see, there's a third person in this story who never even gets onto the stage. But suddenly we realize that there is someone whom we never meet, whose fate is in the hands of an angry, vengeful widow and a judge who actually has the power to protect him or her by refusing to give the widow what she wants. Further, Levine clarifies that when the judge says, again in English translation, "Because this woman keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice," i.e. vengeance, "so that she may not wear me out by her continual coming." Now, we might want to think of him as kind of a weak link if he caves in those circumstances, but in Greek, a better colloquial translation of "wear me out" is, "lest she should give me a black eye." So he's threatened by her. This woman is wound up and potentially violent, and the judge acts to protect himself. Too bad for the widow's opponent, who is going to end up as collateral damage. I think you will agree that this is a very different story. It's no longer a parable about persistence in prayer. It's a story about the way things are in life, about vengeance and violence and fear and corruption. It's a story about how even the just, a judge who symbolizes justice, can be turned to injustice, and how fear, terrorism, if you like, can lead us to bad decisions. It is certainly not a story about an importunate widow, which means it is a story about our own needs, since we kind of leapt on board with that interpretation. It is a story about the need to examine carefully our own knee-jerk assessment of people based on our assumptions about them. Why, in this story, it might possibly be the judge who is the sympathetic protagonist. Or maybe that honor belongs to the character we never meet, whose fate is being decided for him, not by him. It is a story in which both parties, the judge and the widow, get what they want. The widow gets her vengeance. The judge gets her file off his desk. And hence, it is a story in which we must wonder if win-win is always the best solution to a conundrum. Well, you see what I mean. Parables are big, open-ended, multifaceted, multivalent stories. Don't let anyone tell you what they are really and only about, or what they really and only mean. Not even Luke. Amen.